Blog Talk Radio.
Simple math and science. Yes, I said it. Simple math and science. Reading. And math and science will be, simply put, you know, the greatest science of math and science are the greatest perfection of math and science is the simplicity in which it displays the power in it. The power of simplicity, the power in simple things, not complicated. You know, when they say health complications, when you have done the simple things or the simplicity things, the things that are naturally here for you to heal you, when you have thought simply without stressing your mind, your body out of a world you can't fix or a reality you can only think your way through. when you look at all these things and you really find out how simple and simplistic things are. You know, the reason why old people, or you call elderly, why later on in their life or when they become old, they start to slow down things. Because they start to realize all of this running around and all of this complicated complicated decisions they made, they realize this is really a simple battle. You know, all I have to do is simply stay my ass home. I have to simply do this every day or do that. They're not looking for no drama or nothing complicated. They realize the power and the essence of living life is simple. They might get up, go for their walk. Everything's routine. You know, have their coffee in the morning if they drink coffee or whatnot. Start to watch certain things that they do or eat. Go to sleep at a certain time. Go and do their morning exercises if they're at a senior camp or some type of senior program for them. And so basically what they simply do is they live life to its essence. When things are grown and produced, there's nothing complicated about it. It's very simplistic. You got a seed, water, and light. Those three formulas are those three things that make up one formula. So life itself not complicated. Even for you to come into this existence, it's through a pleasurable act of two people, a male and a female, or your, what you call your mother and father. Then comes you and me and everybody else. You ain't got to go to no laboratory. You ain't got to get no DNA program or harvest anything. You just need two people pleasuring each other and the mother carrying her pleasure in living with the substance of that pleasure throughout her entire body or in her stomach. Meaning when she eats, the baby eats. When she does, the baby does. So that's it. You don't have to do nothing. My point being is we simplify creation for you. And we've shown you the formula of simplifying creation because there's nothing complicated. Anything complicated is unneeded, or it hasn't been perfected. My point being to the topic tonight, or this morning, it could be night throughout this universe where I'm at. My point being, we'll say today, on today's topic, is the growing number of Negroes. You haven't earned black yet. Negroes are neutral people who have been neutralized in their health or neutralized as far as having their own mind that didn't come from their master's mind. meaning your dietary is not of your own. It's not of your own culture. It is a westernized menu that you can only predate to slavery. So since you embrace slavery, you embrace calling each other niggas, you embrace the slavery effects of self-hatred, of you shooting and killing each other, you embrace the diet, the dying diet that they gave you, that was the worst or the lesser of anything. Even the animals ate better than you. You got the scraps even the animals or the dog didn't want. So since you were lesser than the master's dog, you now embraced all those things. You've been told not to. You've been told not to. You know, it's clear evidence today. And you all better listen. I don't care about your feelings. I don't care about any silly-ass thoughts you have going through your head. You better listen to me. Or else you might end up on the news or worse if you get that type of publicity. You'll be lucky. You might just drop and be trampled over or walked past like a dog in the street. My point being here, this clear evidence, I would say my point being, I love to perfect words because words hold power. You see me saying certain things or calling on certain things, I'm basically distributing the essence of words vibrationally, in turn generate or goes to work on generating. Don't want to get off topic, although that's food for your spiritual thought after I get past your mental chambers of ignorance. So I'm speaking to your soul and I'm speaking to your mind and body. Your body can listen too, although it depends on your mind to govern it. Although your senses is a lower mind. That's why animals can live off of senses. That is their mind. They don't have higher intelligence, although it is the lower brain. And since you're operating every day on your lower brain, I'm speaking to that too. So the point that you better listen to and really see today, and I'm putting this on, this, I'm putting this transmission I just got right now on it. You know, there's always science, as we call a sign before the storm. A sign. You know, like your little Bible books tell you, there was a sign in heaven and a sign in, on earth, or as it was on earth. There's signs on earth as in heaven. The key idea is the science or the sign. So, the sign or the science to you is it's clearly showing you, whether you want to call the universe, God, Jesus, whoever the hell you want to call, Allah, whoever the hell you want to call, he's angry today with niggas, or we're fed up with niggas. Now, you think this has been a joke and, you know, he ain't saying nothing. is he? How he hate his own people. He got a problem with black folk. Oh, really? Who the hell said you was black? Nigga, how you black and you embrace everything so-called, only thing black about you is your damn skin, and that ain't worth the fuck. Because you ain't activated your melanin. Although your mind is pure white. White as fucking snow. And I don't mean the upper white, I mean the lower white, the slave white. The white that the slave master gave you and imprinted in your mind. That white. You eat what the master told you to eat. Hog maw, chitlins, ham hock, spam. All the shit that we tell you not to do, you do it and listen to who? Master. Who tell you about his homosexuality. Ah, master said it's okay. I can put my thing in a booty hole if I want to. Master gave me the green light to. Master, master, master. Although now look at you. Look at you now under Massa. Your own lifestyle is being a destruction to you. And we're just getting started next time. Because it's going to be a next time. And maybe many more times. The next time, millions of you niggas going to drop. I'm telling you. You can take it as a joke or whatnot. If you think that this radioactive virus is going somewhere, or they can't activate it again and won't use it on you again. As I told you last week, they just wanted to see the effects on this. Now you might say, well, what does he mean by unity? You know, he wants us to unite. He wants to, you know, put a little dollars together and then, you know, just have all black folks around. No, nigga. That's not what, far from what I'm saying. Your thoughts are not mine. I'll say that again. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. My thoughts are the highest. I'm operating on the highest degree where I give you sunlight in your darkness. I'm operating in the highest, in the all-seeing light and sunlight. You operating with a candle or a match, if any light you have, in darkness. So, of course, I'm going to be able to see on a much more broader level and scale than you. So what I'm saying, what I'm saying is our unity, or what I'm teaching you about our unity, must be on a common mind. That skin and you being above, all that don't mean shit if we don't have a common mind together. If we don't share the same thoughts. That's just like you living with somebody you don't agree with. There's no way in the world you're going to coexist in a household, let alone in a world or society upon or around each other. You won't be able to exist in a household together. It's going to be a fight. Somebody going to get shot or whatever. You see that now. While it could be plenty of nigger skin around, or what you call black skin or melanated skin, I don't have no peace around this. You all selling drugs to each other, you're doing crack, you're doing, so you have evidence that if you don't have a mind, you have nothing. If your thinking is not together, you have nothing. Get this together here. You must. Your warnings is up. It's showtime now. Every time I'm speaking in the essence that we need to rid the world and the planet of niggas. I look at you all the other day just going in the stores. Y'all scared to death, niggas. You so big and bad to shoot and kill one another and fearless and heartless and crazy and thick and tough guy. G-O-G, gangster. And so big and bad to shoot your own, although the 5G virus out here that you call Corona, it got you niggas in shambles. It's not a coincidence. It's not. White folks ain't dumb. They listening in right now. They know God don't care for no niggas. They belong to him. He knows niggas are his, and he's the devil. So if niggas are his and he's the devil, you know, the devil's not the devil's not a bad guy to God. He's a bad guy to you. I'll repeat that again. The devil can't touch God. So he's not a bad guy to me. He's a bad guy to you. He can only affect you. So he's working for me to beat the hell out of you, and maybe you'll come into submission. He's being used. That's all he's been used for today on this planet, is to beat you or to beat your ass back into being yourself and coming into yourself. That's mainly it. This is indeed a great and dreadful day. And I don't mean just because of that. I'm telling you things you ain't even seen yet. Because what the devil did, he now has to be judged by me. Even though he has power over you, because your stupid ass won't come into your own, and beings like me, we're still here in this world, although not of it. There's things that are also attempting on me through your silly ass. So in other words, maybe talking about or still thinking, as I shared the other day, if they think they're going to vaccinate, he might as well go walk off into the ocean, all of them, because they all will be dead and destroyed, period. He can vaccine you, but he damn sure can't do that to me nor anybody on this frequency, meaning this level of thinking. He won't have the permission to, nor the authority. He has no authority. It don't matter how much money he got, how much military, how much police. When it comes down, when it comes down to this, our well-being, our existence, he's playing with fire. And he's going to be judged just by simply putting that even thought out there. And if he keeps on, he'll be visiting right with you into his doom and destruction. And as the great teacher told you, he only desires to take you with his doom and destruction. Now, I said a minute ago, he's no evil to me because he's already checkmated. It still doesn't mean since he's checkmated, he ain't going to lose or reap his demise. He's already checkmated. You lost. So all he's going to deal with is the, I'll say, the motion of him losing, the effects of him losing or failing. That's it. I'm not mad at the dog or the cat or the mammal or animal because it's not on my level. It still has a purpose. It still has a purpose. Duality has been necessary for a time. So the unity must be a common mind, not just my mind, a righteous mind. That means when you start to do things that are right and exact in accordance with nature, it supersedes a person. You know, the sun ain't going to just shine on you or shine on me. It's going to shine on everybody. Everybody. It's going to nurture and enrich everybody and everything. Plants, creatures, vegetation. It's going to assist everything in its growth and development. And nurture it with nourishment. So she's a great mother. She nurtures, feeds, comforts, and allows or penetrates and causes growth. That's like your mother saying she's your first teacher. She's allowing you or teaching you to grow in your thinking and your mind, to embetter yourself, to enrich yourself. That's what you have to do. It's simple. We don't need to come in the mother way. And if we were, which that's far, far from the time of any need for that. We can build many things. I ain't talking about no damn businesses. I'm talking about like you build pyramids together. We can build many great things. Portals and all types of transparency. That you call technology, beyond technology. We can build transparency machines together and all types of things. Although the mind is the most important. If we're not on the same electrical field, it's no need. It won't happen. Then therefore, the only thing that could be produced is destruction. If we can't produce life, then the only thing left, since there's only two forces, hot or cold, right or wrong, truth or falsehood. If you're not producing or we're not producing life, then all you can produce is the opposite of life, which is death. Ain't no in-between force. So life or death, truth or falsehood, God or the devil. Love or hate. Those are the two extremes, the two opposites. Man. So I wanted to address that firsthand before we really get in some disturbing things. You know, I love to give what I'm giving now, life, truth, empowerment. That's what I love to give. I have no enjoyment in giving death unless the death is going to only prolong and enhance life. In other words, if you're growing crops or you're growing your vegetation, as they say, as the great teachers say, and you're trying to get away things that are harmful and that will take away your vegetation, your crops, then you get rid of it. You don't sustain something that isn't going to be good harvest. Otherwise, you won't be producing things of life. You allow death or things that hinder life, and you allow these different pesticides and pestilence to affect that which is good, that which is right, that which is pure. So you are to protect its purity, and you are to destroy the pestilence and all those or all that opposes what you are producing. Simple. If you don't do that, then you allow negativity to win. You allow death to reign. You allow death to take your life. Same thing with your body. If you're not taking care of your body and your mind and your spirit, then death will overtake it. You will be overpowered by death, simply put. All right. We're going to get in these clips now, and you all need to pay close attention to this thing. Definitely. Let's get into it. As I always say, make sure you release all preconceived ideas so that you're receptive for new ideas. So with that said, we're going to get in this clip. I'll be returning back to go over and elaborate further on this clip.
Call to action moment for all of us. When we talk about equity and inclusion, they're not just nice notions. They are an imperative that we must embrace as a city.
On Chicago's west side, Reverend Marshall Hatch says it's been a tough few weeks.
Well, we had actually four deaths last week. One of them was my sister. My elder sister.
In Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, where black Americans are just 26% of the population, they're more than 70% of the deaths from the coronavirus. The reports are startling in North Carolina, Connecticut, and Michigan, too.
Based on our preliminary data, we see that it appears to be impacting minority populations greater, with 33% of cases and 40% of deaths being an African American.
The NAACP held a virtual news conference sounding the alarm.
But these are shocking numbers. This shows the lack of inequity. This exposes the structural deficit that we've all known about. But when you put an accelerant like a coronavirus in the midst, African Americans are desperately impacted.
Policy experts tell us they've seen this before.
We saw during H1N1 that Native Americans and Latinos were much more likely hospitalized and even to die from the virus. And we're seeing the same thing happen now with coronavirus in places like Chicago, where black people are roughly 30% of the city's population, but 70% of all coronavirus-related fatalities.
There are few places in America that are keeping close track of how COVID-19 is impacting communities of color, and there are some familiar explanations for what's happening. Higher rates of diabetes, high blood pressure, other conditions that make it more difficult for someone to fight off the new disease. The sister of Reverend Hatch in Chicago was 73 years old and suffered from asthma. Rhoda Jean played the organ at her brother's church. But there's also the concern that more black and brown Americans are people like Detroit bus driver Jason Hargrove, an essential worker who posted this video seen by millions on Facebook complaining about a sick passenger who he felt should never have walked out of her home.
I feel violated for the folks that was on the bus when this happened. It was about a good 89 people on the bus as she stood there and coughed. That lets me know that some folks don't care.
He was a married father of six, and he died of COVID-19 just 11 days later. There's something else that's happening. In the middle of what's becoming a nationwide economic pause, we're seeing reports of black and Latino service providers who are taking calculated risks to keep working because the social distancing isn't paying their bills. Chicago's mayor even recorded this public service announcement saying that this isn't the time for manicures and haircuts.
Getting your roots done is not essential.
But when this photo was posted on social media showing the mayor here again standing with her hairstylist, who wore gloves and a mask when she cut the mayor's hair, critics had a field day.
I'm the public face of this city. I'm on national media, and I'm out in the public eye. And, you know, I'm a person who, I take my personal hygiene very seriously. As I said, I felt like I needed to have a haircut.
Among American families of color, there's also a skepticism of public health authorities that dates back to the experiments that began in the 1930s in Tuskegee, Alabama, where black men who thought they were being treated for syphilis weren't. Ramel Peebles, a teacher in Brooklyn, says he doesn't trust the government with his health and at first thought COVID-19 was a hoax.
When it comes to the American government and media, I never really trust what's being said or what's being projected. And I always feel like there is capitalistic intentions behind everything. So when I started to see that the economy was being affected in seemingly a negative way, that's when I started to realize that, okay, maybe there was actually something going on.
There are new concerns among black men about wearing face masks in public, worried that even more people will assume that they're criminals. And this doctor in urgent care in New York City says that when people of color do get sick, the medical facilities in black and brown neighborhoods are often unable to provide the type of care these patients need.
So we know that in black and brown communities that typically these hospitals that are called minority-serving hospitals, and there have been studies that have shown this, tend to offer poor quality care. We also know that they may not have the resources to deal with very sick COVID-19 patients. So they may not have the specialists like intensive care unit physicians. They may not have the PPE or the ventilators to really adequately care for these patients. And then even thinking about the vulnerability of these communities before the pandemic even happened, we were in a crisis already.
Adding insult to injury, it's harder for these families to weather the economic storm of COVID-19. Experts underline that black and Latino workers are overrepresented in the restaurant and hotel industries, for example, which are nearly entirely shut down.
I'm an employee at the Intercontinental Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. My wife and I, we both work at the hotel.
Orestes Rodriguez is trying not to panic. His wife was laid off 3 weeks ago, and he's down to just a few days a week of work at a Los Angeles hotel.
We're trying to comply with all the regulations that the authorities have determined. And we stay home. Stay home, not going out, you know. And we hope that this thing gets over as soon as possible.
In Orlando, Dorothy Miracle is trying to make a little extra driving a ride share, but it's not working.
This is not, you know, going well right now, you wanna? Yes, and no, Lyft is not going very well at all. I've been home for like going on my second week. I had to leave Lyft because of the coronavirus, because I didn't want to bring it into my grandkids, as well as I didn't want to be sick myself. It's real hard without the work.
Policy experts say that the racial wealth gap in this country explains both why people of color are more likely to get sick and why they have more to fear from the shutdowns. So what to do about this? It turns out that some of the suggestions help everyone, putting a hold on evictions, for example. In Atlanta, the mayor put out this notice announcing available rent reductions at all public housing, and she's prepared to keep those reductions going into June. But health officials say that addressing the problem requires first seeing it, and there are calls for the federal government to start counting the impacts to people of color. The president is discussing this too.
And we're actively engaging on the problem of increased impacts. This is a real problem, and it's showing up very strongly in our data for the African-American community. And we're doing everything in our power to address this challenge. It's a tremendous challenge. It's terrible.
And Steve Elsensami joins us now from Atlanta outside the Centers for Disease Control. Steve, I think you just hit the nail on the head, right? That people have to see it first and then say it first. And I think that this is really underlined with a bold marker, existing health issues in African-American communities.
It is, and the president today is acknowledging some of these disparities that his administration is now.
All right. So, you know, these are real stories here of people out here. This ain't false. Regardless of your knowledge of what's exactly how you're being taken out. The point is, a lot of you Negroes know somebody that's being taken out. Your pastors out here that's encouraging you and discouraging you from doing right and encourage you to eat bad and think wrong, or encouraging you to be a slave and discourage you from being a free mind, a free thinker. We know that a lot of you all have been poisoned. As I said, you're not going to be able to grow without no sunlight, without the proper nourishment. So you're in the dark. You're a crop that's in the dark with no light, no ability to receive light, and no water to drink. No knowledge and no understanding of your knowledge, which is to quench your thirst for life, because those are the main elements of life, is knowledge and understanding. Sunlight, knowledge, and the understanding of it, which is also the essence of life and which you're made up of, in blood, which is water, alkaline, H2O, hydrogen, 2 oxygen. That's what you made up of. That's your outer DNA structure, Matter of fact, not just your outer DNA structure, which you're constructed of, although all life, that's the formula of life, is those elements. You can't exist. Nothing can exist without them. That's why they're here. That's why they're a necessity, nature. All right, we're going to turn this up here. We'll get more further deep understanding of what exactly is taking place here and why there is a supreme cause now for unity. And unity can also be on all other levels, too. There's white folks in this unity, too. Although you need to unite, you need this more than them. And they know that, the ones who are on this level and mindset, and they're going to tell you it. So let's listen to some of the European, your master, what you would say in his color. Let's look at him when he, if he has a conscience and he don't want to be your master, he's tired of being your master and you being a slave, what he would tell you. Let's get on that.
Adam. money without it. It is fine.
No, this is a Caucasian, a white boy. Your master, which you always look to, man, was a conscience about what he's doing, what he's been doing, and gave you the mathematical, simplistic formula of how these radioactive waves affect your body. Your immune system makes it complicated, the ionized and whatnot that it affects. Or the ions in which it affects that make it breathing complications. Now, what is one of the things that they mentioned about the coronavirus? Breathing. He said also a certain megahertz of frequency that they use that for crowd control, and it makes you break out in sweats and different things. Heat. Well, when they said the symptoms are trouble breathing and fever, heat. Those are the same symptoms in which these weapons are used for now. They don't have to give you a pill or anything of that sort nowadays. They can do it with simple technology. And you ain't seen the last of it yet. He just tried it out. Now he knows. And now you know. You know, some of us might want to go and make that trip to Africa or go to these aborigines. Now you know why. There's not really hardly no cases in Africa compared to the hundreds and hundreds of millions down there, a billion people over there in that continent. They're poor. They don't eat like you eat hog mogs and all that also. Although they're poor, they live in huts and whatnot, some of them, or in poor conditions. Some of them living better than you. Although they're not affected. They're not affected compared to you. Why is that? I'll tell you why. The diet and also all that radiation ain't over there like it is here. You go back to the simplistic, the basics, back to nature, back to what is. Because if you would have tried another type of frequency, you would have worse. And if he would have come at the gods, he would have had a blackout, which would have really been mass chaos when the grid totally or electromagnetic pulse comes and destroys all of his electromagnetic wave fields. He would have been with a pulse or a pause or a neutralization of what he's doing. You have to think today. You really do. And you have to think beyond this little small infant level which you are of. Raise your thinking. Raise your mind. Raise your frequency, as people, you all say in 24/7. Raise it up. And it's real simple. As I said before, all you have to do is raise it up with simple mathematical science. Simplify your mind. Simplify your life. The power of the essential laws of creation of simplicity. That's a law, period. So definitely make sure, and it's time now to do that. You shouldn't just make sure you're doing it. It is time for you to do that. All
right. It was very, very uncomfortable. I had my eyes closed because I didn't see, but except I guess the soap, like all the way down, it felt like it touched the back of my brain. Like it went so far down and it burned, and it made my nose bleed. About it in the beginning because of the way that the media was presenting it. I was definitely somebody that was like being really sarcastic.
Unfortunately, she was out that night, so we both think we got it. COVID from that night.
You know, you see these celebrities getting tested, and that was a bit of a shock to me to see that, you know, they were turning normal people away from it. And when I went to the doctor initially, they said, you know, we're not testing people for COVID. You just have to go home and quarantine yourself and, you know, act like you have it, treat yourself like you have it, which was a little bit disheartening, because what does that mean to somebody who's never heard of it?
Pocket 40 years out of fear of having a fatal asthma attack. And I hope that showing you this inhaler shows little kids with asthma all across the country that they can grow up to be Surgeon General one day. The chronic burden of medical ills is likely to make people of color, especially, less resilient to the ravages of COVID-19, and it is possibly, in fact, likely that the burden of social ills is also contributing. But let me be crystal clear. We do not think biologically or genetically predisposed to get COVID-19. There is nothing inherently wrong with you, but they are socially predisposed to coronavirus exposure and to have a higher incidence of the very diseases that put you at risk for severe complications of coronavirus. Stay at home if possible. If you must go out, maintain 6 feet of distance between you and everyone else. Wear a mask if you're going to be within 6 feet of others. Wash your hands more often than you ever dreamed possible. Avoid alcohol, tobacco, and drugs. And call your friends and family, check in on your mother. She wants to hear from you right now. And speaking of mothers, we need you to do this, if not for yourself, for your abuela. Do it for your granddaddy. Do it for your big mama. Do it for your papa. We need you to understand, especially in communities of color, we need you to step up and help stop the spread so that we can protect those who are most
vulnerable. This house nigga. He was used. Yeah, they got plenty of white Surgeon General. Although this nigga was used to speak to you dumb niggas in making you think that it's some type of spread through some type of bio. Well, it is bio warfare. Although some type of physical viral or biological viral situation, which is not. This viral is electromagnetic. This is not a biological virus, as they're trying to tell you. Wash your hands and touch 60. That's totally opposite. Matter of fact, you sitting in your home is why people are still, the numbers are still coming up. Because all of that radiation was hitting your ass. Now it's hitting you in a confined area where you get less oxygen, less sunlight, the nutrients from the sun, less good food. But you aren't eating right anyway. Although, basically, your electro field now was being leaky. So all these things, even as far as crowd control or limiting people, because you can get electricity from other people. What y'all think mouth-to-mouth procedures are as far as reviving people? That's an electrical current. In your breath is electricity. Or if there's an injured person, there's too many people around. They say, scoot back. He needs some air. That's electrical. Or hyperthermia, where you have enough people and they can warm themselves by being in a group, generate heat, electrical heat from each other's body. Or the standard body heat of a person. We all have that same standard. You got a 99 degree body temperature, you got a fever. You got 98, the low point of 98.1 is good. So these are things that you must pay attention to. So now we're going to go into the next phase here. Now we're going to talk health, on getting your thing together. So let's get on that.
Lymphatic system, all right? There goes some more dust operilla. All right, marshmallow root. Woo! Man, that marshmallow root is something crazy when it comes to truly cleansing the lymphatic system, y'all. I mean, we get people filtering in three to four days off marshmallow root. Go on to 16-hour dry fast, drinking some marshmallow root tea. Men that had them kidneys filtering so fast. So that's marshmallow root. Remember, I deal with roots, and I deal with bark. Now, we're going to get into my leaf section. I got a whole lot of leaves, too. But I love to do my best first, all right? Cat's claw. Whenever you're dealing with any type of STD, whenever you're dealing with any type of parasitic, whenever you're dealing with any type of viral load, you're going to get cat's claw. Cat's claw is very, very good for cleansing out parasites, for cleansing out STDs, for cleansing out viral loads. Whenever you're dealing with viruses, most definitely get some cat's claw. All right? And if you ain't getting your cat's claw from Africa, don't even mess with it for real. All right? Here goes some more Lily of the Valley, of course. More Bugle weed, greater Bugle weed. Now, Cascara Sagrande. All right? Now, this is slippery elm. I love to combine these and mix these together. This is what you call a natural laxative. But it has so many chemicals, natural chemicals that Yahweh made and put inside of it. Man, this will really restore your gut and to cleanse the mucus membrane, the mucosa. So whenever you're really trying to get rid of mucus in your gut, remember, you have to go after that gut first before you heal the whole body. I always get you some Cascara Sagrande for it. Very good. Dr. Savy, that's all he really truly talked about. This is Sauce Saparella. Them were his favorite herbs other than sea moss. Well, very good. All right, let's go down. Ah. what y'all know about this. Chaparral. Chaparral, man, amazing herb. Very, very plunging in calcium and in iron phosphate and in iron fluorine, and it's amazing blood cleanser. This will cleanse your blood up pretty good. You have to cleanse that blood, y'all. Period. No matter what you're doing, you got to cleanse the blood. All right? But it's Chaparral. I got to be waiting on my Jamaican connect to give me this back. That's olive leaf. Need those back. Run out of there pretty quick because that's the three bitters. And I know the three bitters taking over the world, right? Y'all ain't know. All right? Kwassa chips. Kwassa kwassa. These chips, these are actually chips that come from a tree as well. This is what I use, again, for viral loads. I use this to cleanse the blood, to cleanse the arteries, cleanse the kidneys. Man, I use this with Stimula. It actually increases your appetite. It actually takes away addictiveness. If you're addicted to cigarettes, you're addicted to weed, this is very good for addiction as well, y'all. Very good for addiction. And this guacamole. Again, all of these must be alkaline. Make sure you get them all organic. Make sure you're not getting them from places off of Amazon or nothing like that, because all of them, man, they be messing with a lot of herbs and stuff like that and the packaging they come in. Your herbs should not be in plastic more than a week from when you get it. Like, we got some herbs in plastic bags right there. All of them going to have to get put inside of jars, y'all, because they can't be in plastic too long. Okay? All right, so yeah, Kwassa. Man, this is amazing. This is in my bitter one. This is in my bitter one. A lot of these herbs I just showed y'all is truly in my bitters, man. My bitters, if you can ratio these, see, just putting this together ain't going to work. You got to learn the ratio. Learn the chemical compositions and the chemical makeup. Learn the electrical charge to each serving, then mix them together according to the serving. Man, I'm telling you, you can heal anything. Healing is in biochemistry, y'all. Healing is in biochemistry. If you don't know biochemistry, then you can't truly call yourself a healer. Alright, man, this is one of my best, though. One of the nastiest bitters you can ever taste in your life. Bless thistle. Or what they call holy thistle. See that? Holy thistle, man, is one of my favorite herbs. It's full of iron phosphate, of course. I mean, this is the phosphate group. Whenever you're looking for as many phosphates as you can get in one. Now, what phosphate is a conversion of phosphorus. Phosphorus grow from the soil of the ground, but the plant pick it up, and then the plant mixes phosphorus with chlorophyll. When the plant mixes phosphorus with chlorophyll, because phosphorus is an inorganic compound, chlorophyll is an organic compound. What I mean by that, it got hydrogen, and it got carbon and oxygen inside of chlorophyll in the plant. So the plant eat the phosphorus from the ground, and then it converted and turned it into a phosphate. Bless thistle does, man, it's an amazing job with that. That's what you actually call a phosphate. It's phosphorus that's been converted or have an amino acid chain that's connected to live elements. The cho, or the chi, what the Chinese call it. Carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. Well, you can never have an oxygen and a carbon molecule without iron, because the only way to transfer any type of iron, you need the oxygen molecule. This is full of it. And when you're dealing with cancer patients, you have to give them oxygen. You have to revitalize their cells and kill the parasite. And yes, cancer is dealing with a lot of parasites and viral load too. You really start getting into what it is. These are proteins that move like parasites. Remember, whenever we say parasite, we're not talking about a bug, or we're not talking about an actual worm. We're talking about a protein that truly moves like a bug or a worm. That's what parasite is. Alright? Then, oh man, this is what I call the cellular strength right here. This was strength alpha leaf. You know, they feed these to horses. When horses get very malnutrition, guess what they feed them? Hay mixed with alfalfa, because what alfalfa do, alfalfa bulks you up. Alfalfa is full of chlorophyll. Alfalfa is full of what you call organic proteins, what we call simple amino acid structure. You know what I'm saying? Full of lysine. It's very good for you. It strengthens you up, and it will send a lot of electricity to them nerves. Everything I'm showing y'all is electrical herbs. And then we're going to show y'all how I put these things together in my compound and why y'all key awaken. Eye of Lotus Botanicals is truly out here doing an amazing job when it comes to healing. It's all about biochemistry, how you mix these herbs, the ratio, and where you get your herbs from. I deal with nothing but quality. If it ain't quality, I ain't buying it. I don't care if I got to spend $10,000 on one round. one round of herbs. That's what I'm going to do because I don't need y'all just spending money with me and y'all not getting healed. Okay? These are all my teachers right here. We're going to get to that next. All right, now we're going to get into the berries. All right? Here go the berry section. Roses, not a berry, but let me move that to the side because I want to talk about roses later. All right? Y'all see that? Saw poppy toe, berry. These are real good. Smell good, too. Elderberry. Elderberries are some of your best berries you can get. It's really combative to the mucosa system. It's an oxidizer. It will oxidize your skin, your blood. I mean, your brain. It feeds the brain. It's very, very good for the mucosa system. It's good for flus, viruses, colds. I mean, I put this in all of my herbs too. If anytime you get any herb from Yaki, it's gonna be saturated in elderberry. Period. All right, so elderberries, man, it's an oxygenator. Like, you want to get some oxygen, elderberry. What else we got? Hawthorn berry. Hawthorn berry is very good for the heart. Whenever you need to open up that heart valve and lower your blood pressure, get you some hawthorn berry. Very, very good for that. Hawthorn is very good for your blood, very good for the cardiovascular system, very good for to increase your heartbeat, make it strong, to get that blood flowing through the kidneys. Flow throughout, bringing oxygen throughout your whole entire body. All right, hawthorn berries, elderberry. All right, these right here, you say hemp seeds, but these are actually juniper berries. These are juniper berries. Ah, there you go, right there. Juniper berries is very, very, very good for STDs. We use these for cleansing too. Juniper berries will cleanse you. We put these inside of our children of vital minerals to make gummies out of. Use over 14 ingredients, but this is one of my main ingredients, juniper berry. Very good for you, very good for the heart, very good for the blood as well, and very good to cleanse the skin. We have to pay close attention to the skin. Alright, chase berries. These are whole chase berries right here. Man, these berries are very good too. Again, if you can't get a heart on, my brother, get you some chase berries, brother. It'll get blood circulating through that penis very, very well. Very well. Mix it with some hawthorn berries, all right? Put some iron molecules in there to get it moving real quick. You'll be good. So goji berries, ganza berries. I mean, I'm berries. I'm a berry guy as well. I love berries, y'all, because it's very good for the brain. It's very, very, very good for the brain and good for the amino acid structure. And very electrical as well. Now, let's get to the seed section. Oh, seeds. All right, fennel seeds. I know y'all know about the fennel seeds. Fennel seeds is a very good cleanser, y'all. It's a cleanser mucus, too. Everything I got deal with mucus as well. Milk thistle. Milk thistle is very good for the liver, y'all. The liver and the kidney. If you really want to cleanse that liver, get you some milk thistle. Milk thistle seed. Milk thistle and black blood thistle, thistle is totally different, all right? Very different. All right. Yarrow. Yarrow seed. These are very good for the kidney, too. Very good for the kidneys, too. And then my favorite seed, though, other than the black seed, my favorite seed would be actual grape seed. I talk about grapes a lot. Talks about how y'all supposed to be doing grape fasting. This is very good for cancer. Opening your kidneys up. Grapes are very astringent. Well, what's the actual properties inside of the grapes that cleanse you with? Well, it is right here, seeds. This is where all the nutrients at. The nutrients inside the seeds, y'all. So grape seed. What else we got back here? Oh, okay, fenugreek seeds. Y'all know about the fenugreek seeds. It's very good for the lungs. Whenever you need to cleanse the mucous membrane of the lungs, it's very good for that. Fenugreek seeds, they will really, really cleanse the lungs out good, cleanse the blood out good, very cleanse the respiratory system good. Add that to some ginger root, some turmeric, you know what I'm saying? Throw a little juniper berries in there. And, man, for real, some passion flower. Saturated in some hops, man. That'll be very, very good for the lungs. Brew it as a tea. All right. Raw charcoal activated, y'all know. We got the black seed hole. A lot of stuff back here. There's more milk filter. All right. Let's go down to the flowers. What type of flowers we got in these fields? Y'all already know what that is. That's the Egyptian lotus flower. That's why I came up with the name Eye of Lotus. That's the name of my botanical company. Eye of Lotus, that's what y'all see on all of my bottles. This is flower. Came from this. Alright? So, this is a very, very good flower of Tardis and psychedelic. You can actually sit it in some wine, you can make it as a tea. A lot of people put it in a smoke blend. I don't really recommend smoke blends no more. They're still on my site, but I try my hardest not to really sell them. I need to take them on, period, because any smoke that goes inside the room is acidic, and I ain't trying to promote anything in the city. But this is very, 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 very good psychedelic. All right? This is a purple lotus. All right? Do y'all know about the hops? What they actually make root beer out of. Hops is very good. Hops is used, man. If you look up the studies on hops, it's very good for HIV. Very good for herpes, very good for full-blown AIDS, very good for viral loads, period. All right, here goes Mexican formula. Make sure you use this externally, not be using this internally unless you condition your vagina. Good to do that, because whether you believe it or not, the vagina is still on the outside of the body. Just because you got to go inside the flesh, it's still literally considered on the outside of the body because it hasn't passed through its membrane. So this good for condition. It's good for face wash, you can be prepared, but not take this in turn, it will jack you up. Alright, hibiscus flower, passion flower, y'all know rose, and then of course the blue lotus. Here's another one, floor demantle. Alright, floor demantle, this is what we use for our patients with high blood pressure. These are dried floor demantle flowers. They come straight from Honduras. Whenever you're dealing with high blood pressure, of course, add the heart forming berries. Of course, add the blood purifier. I'm going to get them on the floor before the mantle. All right. Keep it going down. What that say? That say tree bark. It's the type of tree bark we got. All right. We got red willow bark, full of iron phosphate. I love red willow. Red willow, white willow, yellow willow. I love the willow tree. Willow tree is very, very good for the digestive system, very good for cleansing the skin, very good for iron phosphate, iron chlorine, and very, very good for cleansing the mucosal system and adding a lot of oxygen to the body. All right, they go bayberry root bark. Good one. I love bayberry root bark. Tops, red willow. What else? We got Paul DiArco. Paul DiArco is a bark as well, very good for you. And it's so much stuff. Prickly ash bark. Another one of my all-time favorites, y'all. Prickly ash. I love prickly ash bark. Everybody want to know what my favorite herbs is? Y'all looking at them. Y'all see that white oak bark again. Black walnut hull. I love the black walnut hull. I promote that a lot, too. What y'all know about the Palo Guaco? He's a guaco right here. Very powerful guaco, too. Very powerful Palo Guaco. Y'all know we got the cocoa mecca bark. Cocoa mecca, very good for blood purification. Red clover on deck. I like the bud and the leaf. So when I get red clover, I get the bud and the flower. Do you have turmeric? Yes, turmeric is right here. I'm glad you asked. So right here I got seasoning my ginger, my turmeric, my oregano, my clove, my parsley. My black salt, it comes from a black seed. My cayenne, my cilantro, my parsley, cinnamon, my thyme, my rosemary, my horsetail, my sage. So I love seasoning as well, y'all. I love seasoning. All right. Now we getting back to the sour sarsaparilla. Remember the other one was Mexican. Well, this is Indian sour sarsaparilla. This is the one that got, you know, got a little sweet taste to it. I love it. Hydrangea root, this for breaking up calcification. Whenever you're dealing with calcification, gout, if you're dealing with stones, you're dealing with cysts, tumors, crystals, fibroids, always lean towards the hydrangea root because it breaks up tumors. Mix this with coke root. Coke root is very, very toxic and poison, y'all, so be careful with coke root because it will kill you. But, man, this is a tumor buster right here. You want to bust and shrink some tumors? Man, get you some coke root. Remember, make sure y'all mixing this in the right ratio. That's the reason why I'm going to be having my herb class so I can teach y'all how to mix this stuff. A lot of y'all be Googling it. You know what I'm saying? Google's going to get a lot of y'all hurt. Marshmallow root. Y'all know I love yellow dock root. And I still love the yellow dock. Burdock root. Y'all know all about burdock. Burdock root. Poke root. You know, Rodelia root. North American Rodelia. And then we over here to the leaves. These are my powders: knee power, chaparral powder, Verdicio powder, ashwagandha, noble captives. I got lime peel powder. I got a lot of powder. Now, my leaves. Check out my leaf section. Leaf. These are leaves as well. This is my whole leaf section right here. Papaya leaves. Hey, y'all need to get hip to some papaya leaves. I need to get hip to some papaya leaves. Hyssop leaves. Cleaver. This is another lymphatic cleanse, y'all. Notice that I'm pointing out all the lymphatic cleanse and all the kidneys and lymphatic cleanses, because these are things you need to open up your body to cleanse the body. The only way you can cleanse the body, the only way, is by opening up the kidneys, y'all. Opening up the kidneys, strengthening the kidneys, and get the lymphatic fluid moving. Cleavers, man. Hyssop, cleaver, papaya. I use these for all lemon balm. Anybody that's going through a herpes simplex virus, whether it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7, 8, whether it's chickenpox, whether it's shingles, whether it's smallpox, whether it's psoriasis, whether it's chronic acne, all whether it's HSV 1 or 2, all of it's herpes when y'all done. It's a hemorrhagic parasite. This is very good for anybody with herpes. Lemon balm. Use it as a tea. Use it as a tea. All right, lemon balm. Horsetail. Horsetail is very good, and it's very good for your hair. Very good for your hair. Lemongrass. This is very good for cancer. Lemongrass is very good for cancer, and it tastes wonderful. Y'all love lemongrass. All right, especially with some grade B maple syrup. Fire. All right, then chaparral, of course. And we got mullein leaf. Mullein leaf is very good for you. Very good for the lungs. Very good for the lungs. We got the mullein leaf cracking. All right, more horsetail. Damiana leaf. That's very good for blood flow. Lower circulation blood flow. Again, man, if you can't get it up, get you some Damiana leaf. Mix it with some yambe. Mix it with some bay berry. You know what I'm saying? To give you a real strong, powerful erection. Papaya leaf, again, I love papaya leaf. Ginkgo leaf. Ginkgo leaf and ginkgo berry. These are brain vitamins. These are brain vital minerals. I usually give ginkgo, any type of ginkgo berry or ginkgo leaf. These are for people with autism, people with Alzheimer's. People that got brain disease. This is very good for that, y'all. All right, y'all see cleavers. I got coat's foot. It's another coat's foot and mullein is like brother and sister. They both for the lungs. Both for the lungs, y'all. All right. What else we got over here? All right, let's go to cola. This is another brain. All right, mix this with rosemary. Very good for the brain. Very good for the brain. All right. Got nettle. Stingy nettle. Man, this is so powerful right here, the stinging nettle. I love stinging nettle. Hold on, let me open this up. I love just smelling this. Look how beautiful it is. Look at that chlorophyll, y'all. That's chlorophyll right there. Smell amazing. Full of iron phosphate and full of calcium. Full of iron phosphate, full of calcium. We got chickweed. Chickweed, very good. Blue vervain. Blue vervain, very electrical. I use that for the nervous system. Strengthen up the nervous system. Linden leaf flower, parsley. I mean, everything. Organic neem leaf, lavender, mugwort. That's for the vagina. You need to cleanse out the vagina and get you some mugwort. All right. Wormwood. This is straight for parasites, man. I love wormwood. I use that for parasites. All right. And that's just a few. Just a few of many herbs, y'all. A few of many herbs. So what I want to show y'all is, everybody, like, well, how you come up with your compounds. Again, the way I come up with my compounds is all by biochemistry. I learned how to move herbs throughout the body quickly to get them to where they need to go to actually, I don't want to say attack the disease, but to neutralize the disease and get it out of the body. So what I realized was the first thing that you truly have to get together when you heal in the body is the gut, the intestine, because that's where everything formulates from and that's where everything starts from. When you look at a symbiotic and an embryotic relationship, you start getting into the ectoderm, the mesoderm, and you get into these derms, or what we call skin, or what we call cells. Each of these cells that you start off as an embryo with is what creates the body. So whenever you have a problem with your eyes, you have a problem with your stomach. Whenever you have a problem with your arms or your blood, you have a problem with your gut. Whenever you have a problem with anything on your body, it all going to lead back to the gut, because literally the nervous system, the brain, and the heart was the first thing formulated, but all these things are formulated from the gut and the skin. So when you start truly studying biology and you start studying the black man, you start seeing that the reason why we're sick is because our cells are suffocating. And the reason why I'm suffocating is because of our mucous membrane have been compromised and our lymphatic system has been backed up. So we have all this mucus sitting on top of our cells plus poop that our cells actually have to poop out. And they don't have nowhere to go because the mucous membrane is compromised and the lymphatic system is compromised. So what this stuff do is it sits on top of the cells, and then something called cellular erosion or cellular putrefaction starts setting in. Well, when this cellular putrefaction starts setting in, the cells begin to die. So when the cells begin to die, they call this cell mitosis. It's uncontrolled cell mitosis when the cells start to divide themselves outside of the cellular wall. So then after that, something called apoptosis come in where the cells start killing themselves because they dying. So a cell won't let you kill them. A cell won't let no food kill them. It won't let poop kill them. Won't let waste kill them. Cellular waste kill them. Metabolizing waste. A cell will truly kill itself in order for the rest of the body to survive. That's what you call apoptosis. So what we started realizing is that, okay, mucus is not the cause of all disease. It's not. Now, when you find disease, you're going to find mucus, yes. Is penetration of the mucous membrane 99% of your problem? Yes, it is, but it's not the cause of disease. Mucus is actually a defense. That's what happens. Mucus is a defense. It comes and it runs and it tries to help you. Do y'all realize mucus is actually an alkaline? It's a lipid. It's a lipid. It's like cholesterol. Cholesterol is an alkaline. It's a lipid. Only thing that's a fluid system in your body that deals with acid is the lymphatic system and lymphocytes. That's what deal with the acidosis side. So then what is sickness? Sickness is literally constipation of your cells. Your cells can't breathe because they're losing oxygen because they're either being suffocated from cellular erosion, meaning the cell is rusting. They're either being constipated and suffering or suffocating from mucus, too much excess mucus buildup being on them, or what? They own toxic waste and protein. So if we can remove them things from the cells, now they are able to breathe. Now we have to bring oxygen back to the cells, and we do that by way of iron and electricity. Because whenever you see iron phosphate in the body, the acid molecule is connected to it. That's what you call a phosphate. So what we did was we made compounds strong in iron. I mean, strong in iron phosphate, very electrical. I mean, you can test my herbs and they reading off the chart. Like I said, 92% of all my herbs are 8.1 and up. Most of them 9 and up. I got a few of them that's 7.5, but yet again, all of my herbs are still alkaline. So the first thing you have to do is restore the gut. Because the gut is the main entryway to your blood capillaries. The gut is the main entryway into your body through the duodenum. The duodenum actually have blood capillaries where all your nutrients go to. So we have to make sure you don't have a prolapsed colon. We got to get in, clean out the bowel walls, bowel ducts. Okay, so hit the gut first. Now once we're cleaning the gut out, this is what I hit my gut with. My gut formula is my parasite elimination. This is how I cleanse the gut, my parasite eliminations. What we have done was we created a compound that kills the parasites and restore your gut at the same time. So this is the parasite elimination. Everybody want to know my system? I'm telling y'all. First thing we do is hit the gut. Parasite elimination. All right? We use this actually for the gut and for parasites. We use this for parasites just alone. This is the tincture. The tincture is for, man, this is so powerful. Everybody that's been on this has been passing nothing but worms. I just got a few pictures of people passing worms today. I'm going to ask them if I can share them with y'all as well, and I'll put them up on here. But yes, all right, so this is to restore the gut, the parasite elimination, and this is to actually get rid of the parasites. You have to deworm you. Whenever you're trying to heal, you got to deworm your body because the worms are sending signals to your brain and telling you what to eat.
All right. That's a lot of power there. Information is power. Knowledge is power. So he's giving you a lot of light on a lot of those things from nature. Remember I said simplicity. Math and science to simplify things. Everything simply that's in the earth is already simply prescribed for your body. Every ailment or any ailment your body has gone through or is going through or will be going through, the cure is already in Mother Earth, in your mother. So the heal and health are that the word heal in health, similar to the word die being in diet. You know, you control that. You control your healing, and you control when you want to die at. So, simply put, is that your motion, your actions, your decisions, your thoughts, all energy is incumbent upon you or your want, your decision, and your inner motion or your inner want. So, it's simple. Apply the math and science. So, I'm going to find out. We put a well of knowledge on here. When I say we, me and the supreme essence, that's who the we is. We have myself as the microphone and the supreme essence as the spiritual innovator and motivator have given you your daily bread. Matter of fact, we gave you quite a few loaves. You know, bread is very filling. That's why words of wisdom is styled as bread. That means you're full. Although with this and the power of knowledge, you're supposed to take it and quadruple full. Fill it up till your cup runneth over. So not only get full, allow it to run your cup over. So that's basically the knowledge or the science there. With that said, now I'm going to go ahead and end this topic. I should possibly be back on, if not tomorrow, later this week. I mean, yes, later this week. I will keep all posted on when I'll be basically speaking. With that said, mathematical science and supreme righteousness.
Tonight I'll practice astral projection. Step out of myself and grab introspection. Traveling in a supernatural direction. On a fast path to master perfection. I laid in a bath and tried to rest easy. Felt the energy inside my flesh leave me. The theory that I was using was now proven. I looked down at it, my body was not moving. I wasn't using all substance abusing. I could have been hallucinating, but it was soothing. I landed in a land that was out of man's vision. Into the grand entrance of the transition. I elevated to another level in my feelings. Then I levitated steadily and started through the skidding. I was looking at the city and the sun and above it. Didn't know what I was doing, but it's crazy because I'm starting to go down. I'm floating to the sky, looking at my body from a place so high. Relaxing as I fly, can't you tell this with my mind? Let's go through space and time to this earthly shell of mine. I'm no longer confined. I was merely trying to test out the theory. I spoke clearly, yet nobody could hear me. I'm cruising like me in a planet Earth's exclusive. Totally aware of conscious and lucid as catalyst. Needed a concrete analysis, and I was sure that it was not sleep paralysis. Battling with happiness at the seeing that it was adequate. Legal and adamant as I reach into pattern with total control. Relaxation as I fade in. To a state of new vibrations, I bathed in endurance. Covered me with the security and assuredly. Wiped out every impurity. I was able to see, no longer a slave in the grief. My spirit was overtaken by a wave of relief. I could feel my anatomy when it started to heal. It's a field you gotta destroy in order to feel. I'm floating to the sky, looking at my body from a place so high. Relaxing as I fly, can't do nothing but my mind. Then go through space and time, to this earthly shell of mine. I'm no longer confined. The rough water I navigated was now steady. To re-enter the body I exited, I was ready. Carefully, I was trekking in a downward trajectory. But panicked a second because my body was rejecting me. The definite pressure level negatively affected me. From it, I beckoned into this travel method. Unethically, had it gotten the best of me. And unexpectedly set me in effigy. Disrespectfully letting my essence leave. I was in awe of the place. high, relaxing as I fly. Can you love it from my mind? Then go through space and time to the earth and share the mind. I'm no longer confined. Yeah.